USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 363, the nays are 40. The bill is passed.
It includes free virus testing and some paid sick leave for affected workers. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
I'm confident this measure will pass Congress with full bipartisan support and reach the president's desk without issue.
It goes to the Senate next. President Trump has declared the outbreak a national emergency, which frees up some $50 billion for the response. The president defended the government's slow rollout of the test kits.
No, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is resigning his position. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Bill Gates is now stepping down from the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to devote more time to philanthropy. He will continue to serve as technology advisor to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. Gates started Microsoft in 1975 with Paul Allen, saying in a blog post that he's stepping down in order to dedicate more time to priorities including global health and development, education, and climate change.
There's been another attack on Camp Taji in Iraq, with at least two Iraqi soldiers hurt. This is the second attack there this week. Iraqi security forces say a barrage of rockets hit the base north of Baghdad, housing U.S. troops. They say some of the rockets struck coalition quarters. Others fell on a runway that was used by Iraqi forces. Two Americans were killed in the attack earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tax time is upon us, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some tips and suggestions.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Details are scarce on this plan, but however the plan shakes out, experts are predicting a bumpy ride for taxpayers for the remainder of the filing season. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing, though, for your 2020 taxes.
That change in the tax law in 2017 changed a couple of things. One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated at work. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax filing status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing, which means that you were sorting through receipts, trying to take different deductions as you were doing your taxes. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.